Good morning, everyone. I just thought I'd say good morning to my friends from Romania, but it was only John that was listening. It's good to be together this morning, isn't it? And God is good?
All the time.
All the time. As you know, I've been preaching, and I haven't finished my preaching yet, on what is a disciple. And disciples and making disciples. And I'm only halfway through it. And I prepared my preach this morning to carry on with disciples. But then on Tuesday night, during the night, God told me he wanted to do something different this morning. And so I prepared something completely different from my original text. And, you know, what has God been saying to us? What is God saying to us as brothers and sisters in Christ? And a few weeks ago, we heard about, you know, remembering. And God just laid on my heart these two words, stones and the cross. And hopefully, they should come up. If nothing else this morning, visualize stones and the cross. Because then, just change the first word from stones to remember, and the second word, the cross, to this word, believe. Okay? We, as brothers and sisters in Christ, must remember God and what He has done. How often do we remember what He has done or what He is doing? And do we share that with other people? Just encouraging that Christiana just shared with her friend that her church is praying because we have a God that heals. That's tremendous. Absolutely brilliant. And in the Old Testament, on several occasions, God kept telling His people to remember Him and share that with other people and their children what He had done. How often do we tell stories of what God has done? Because in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 12, it says this, "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord." And in Joshua 4, 1 to 7, it said, "When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests stood, and then to carry them over with you and put them down at a place where you will stay tonight.' So Joshua called the 12 men he had appointed, one from each tribe, and he said, 'Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of tribes of Israel, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." So what has God done for you? Just think about that for a moment. What has God done for each one of you here this morning? Because in the scripture, it tells us in Psalm 9, 1 to 2. I looked through the whole lot of Psalms this week, looking at the number of places where David and other people wrote some fantastic things about God, remembering their God. And on our prayer meeting on Tuesday night, we looked through some of those. But it says in Psalm 9, 1 to 2, I will praise you, O Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Psalm 66, shout with joy to God with all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. Psalm 75, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near, and men tell of your wondrous deeds. Psalm 96, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. Psalm 105, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things. Are you getting the picture? What God has done? It's amazing. It's awesome things that he has done. Do we tell that to people? How often? Yesterday, anyone? Last week? How awesome are the deeds of God? Would one person like to just stand here now and just tell me something awesome that your God has done? Something really awesome. For the tape, everyone's heads have gone down.
And I can say, God has done for me extraordinary in my life. Because last year I go through a rough patch.
And I seek God for some finance. And I say to God, you know, I really need some finance. And a guy came up to me and said, you know, the Lord say, I want to bless you. I want to bless you with some finance. And he said, how much you want? I said, whatever the Lord lay on your heart. And he said, okay, I'll speak to you later. And he sent a text to me and he said, I send the finance in your bank. And when I looked in my account, it was $6,000. So God is good. Amen. God is good.
What's your friend's name? Praise God. You see, we have a God of miracles, don't we? He does miraculous things. You know, and he loves us. We've been singing it this morning. God is good.
All the time.
You wouldn't think so, would you, Sylvain, this morning? Say that again. It's only him saying all the time.
All the time. God is good. I know he's good.
We need to be a bit more passionate about our God. 3 minute maximum, dear. Because my preaching the children's work.
He doesn't ever say that to anybody else, only me. I know. Good job. We all know what he's like.
Right. Thank you, dear. Right.
Now, when you were saying that, And whether it's because I've got older now, but I just really, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. It's God life, the gift of life is a miracle. And I know that I'm a miracle because God gave me life. He knit me together in my mother's womb. Not only did God do that for me, he sent his son down to save me. And I know the gift of salvation, and I know that I've got a hope for the future, for eternity. And God has done loads of things in my life. I'd be here for hours telling you. But just being alive is a miracle, and being saved. I mean, I'm just so thankful. And I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, and it's just amazing.
Thank you, Lorraine. Okay, so
yeah,
if you see...
Sorry. We're going to go round now. You're not going to be preaching. I know I keep saying about my dad, but something you read, one of the Psalms, talks about being old and grey, and it's been at the back of my mind before this. I think it's in Psalms about being, even when I'm old and grey, and I think of my dad, and my dad's 93, and you know, it's just amazing that God continues to heal my dad. And I went yesterday and he said, I've been practicing, I can do this now, and he's showing me, and it's like, wow, God, you know, my dad's 93 and you are still increasing, you know, the healing in him. God's amazing.
He is. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Silvanus.
God helped me with childcare last week. One word.
Right. Yes. What we want to hear is more and more stories regular about what God is doing in their lives. I want to move on. Because why did God, out of his wonderful, gracious love, send Jesus to come and walk on this earth? Why did he send his son? He came and he sent his son to seek and save those people who were lost. To reconcile, as we've heard, mankind back into a wonderful relationship with God, with Jesus' his Father. Why did he do that? Because God so loved the world, didn't he? That he gave his only son. Whoever should believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, did he? But to save the world through him. And whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned. Because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only son. And this is the verdict. Light has come into this world, but men love and still love darkness instead of light, because people's deeds are evil. And we know that when God, out of his love, sent his son, Jesus died a horrible, horrific death on the cross. He was beaten, he was spat on, he was bruised. It was terrible for you, and if you've seen the Passion of Christ film, that's pretty much what would have happened. It was horrendous. And sometimes we forget what Jesus did on the cross for us. For our sins. To take us out of darkness. And Jesus is the only way, the truth and the life, isn't he? And he comes to bring us life in the full. Through him. Because he is the only one that has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness into his glorious kingdom of light. Is that not good news? Amen. It doesn't sound it here this morning. It's excellent news. Otherwise, we'll all be perishing and dying and not have a relationship with God. And we forget that sometimes. What Jesus has done on the cross. He is the only way for salvation. And we have good news to share. Amen. We are saved by his glorious grace, aren't we? Nothing we do. And I think that's excellent news. And sometimes we become passive in that. Do you know, in Luke 23, I read this the other day, about the two criminals either side of Jesus on the cross. And one of them turned around to the other and says, "Don't you fear God? Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly. For we are getting what we deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said to Jesus this, "Remember me. When you come into your kingdom today, Lord, remember me." And Jesus said to him, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. I don't know about you, but that certainly demonstrates God's love for all types of people right up to the point of death, doesn't it? When Jesus said, oh, you'll be with me in paradise. And that thief said that word, remember me. See, when Jesus walked on this earth, he ushered in the kingdom of God. And he demonstrated the kingdom of God here on earth. And I want to ask you these questions. Oh, not yet, you're too quick. You didn't see any of that. See, how many of us really know what the kingdom or the rule of God is here on earth? There's 10 points that we can identify. Can anybody tell me those 10 points before Isaac Connolly presses the button for me? He's on song this morning. Healing. How can you share good news if you don't know the kingdom of God when it comes here on earth?
Release the captives.
Forgiveness.
Compassion.
Yeah. Salvation.
Sight for the blind.
Isaac, would you like to put the 10 up for me? Then they can all shout them out one by one as they come up, please. I can only hear Christiana. Please, shout them out. The deaf ear, and I'm deaf and I can't hear what you're saying. These are good signs. This is the kingdom of God, the rule. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. We want to pray in a moment when we come round to that little boy that the lame will walk. See, Jesus actually showed us what the kingdom was like. He demonstrated it. It was his whole life and his whole ministry. And as the kingdom of God advances today, we will see signs and wonders. Because God tells us. Jesus healed people because he loved them. And you're right, someone said, because he had compassion on them. See, do we have compassion for the lost? Do we have the compassion for people that are blind? All these things. Because wherever Jesus went, people flocked to see him. Because they knew that wonderful things were going to happen. And those same things still happen today. Do you believe that? Because Jesus is here this morning, I believe 150%, with the power to save and to heal in this room this morning. And I'm confident of that this morning. Because Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday and he's going to be forevermore. That's the truth. That's faith. But Jesus said this to his disciples because he wanted his plans to continue. He wanted his purposes to continue. He said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me would do what I have been doing. And he would do even greater things. Do you believe that? 100%. The wrong one. Because this morning, I was thinking, what has God done? What have I seen personally? I want to just tell you a couple of stories very quickly. This is a young lady called Shelley. She said, I've for many years suffered with sciatica and lower back pain. I put it down to horse riding and years of nursing before hoists became so popular. In May last year, I had 2-year-old niece come to stay with me, and I picked her up out of her cot and fell straight to my knees. I was in reels of agony, and I just knew I had done something really seriously this time. But being me, I hoped and prayed it was settled down. I couldn't walk without screaming. I couldn't sleep as I was getting awful muscle spasms, to the extent that one night I was screaming and biting my pillow and completely unable to move, and the neighbours came in to help. After a week of this nonsense, I gave in, went to the doctor, whom sent me away with strong painkillers, Valium, sleeping tablets, with an emergency physio appointment. The physio was next day, and to my amazement, she said, "I can't touch you. You need a scan." 3 weeks later, the scan appointment came. After long prayers with Laurie for my claustrophobia, off I went and had the scan. The man scanned me and said to my husband, "You had better put her shoes on. She must not bend down. Your wife has a very serious injury," and this was at 7:30. By 9 o'clock the next morning, my consultant was on the phone. My driving license was revoked. I was told to take it steady as I could become paralysed at any time. It was extremely frightening. I had a large bulge on my spine, L5, and was pressing on my spinal cord, an L4 nerve. The consultant asked me to be referred to a different consultant who was more equipped to deal with this. The prognosis wasn't good. The odds of me walking again after my operation were not going to be very good, whereas possibly being doubly incontinent. Being 37 years old at the time, being a mum of 4 children, it was a very upsetting time. I spent 5.5 months on ridiculous amounts of medication just to enable me to walk to the bathroom and climb the stairs to bed and to get to church. People prayed for me all the time, and it really helped, because being so immobile, I became a bit depressed and put on loads of weight. Jeff, our pastor, asked if I'd give a testimony at one of our meetings that we had coming up, and about how I came to know Jesus, and I was thrilled to serve. I knew we had a guest speaker coming called Dave, and I knew the day was going to be great. I was also on the prayer team for healing. I gave my testimony, which was a great privilege, and prayed for the sick. And at the end, Dave and his lovely wife prayed for me. Well, I can only say one amazing, living, breathing, unquestionable proof: God does miracles. I left the church walking straight, out of pain. Within 4 weeks, I was able to pass my medical, get my driving license back, walking normally, being a wife and a mum again. My operation was cancelled. Life is almost back to normal. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Since my healing, God gives me words and pictures of which I would like to share. Cast your nets far, for if you don't cast your nets, you won't catch fish. And though it was a great time of pain, it was also a huge blessing, for I became totally reliant on God. I learned many things on my journey. I came to know more of God, and I grew so much as a Christian. I felt my illness was also a time of training, growing, and a time of being nurtured. I totally praise God for that. God is great. God bless you. Safe journey, Shelley. And I just thought, what an amazing time that was. So I started looking through loads of letters that I've had recently and over the time. But a lady in Romania was blind. God just opened her eyes. You see, we've got an awesome God. We've got a great Jesus. And we need to be praying for the sick more and more. We've heard Christiana with her dad. I can tell you loads and loads more stories of healing. We must remember what Jesus has done and is doing for each one of us, and share that good news with other people. You see, and when Jesus went back to be with his Father, he told his disciples that he wanted them to do something in remembrance of him. And that was to share bread and wine together. And that's what we're going to do in a moment. But my question is, what do you believe in? What do you believe in? You see, we need to reflect who we believe in. What our God is. Who he is. What Jesus has done for us. And God gave us a gift of the Holy Spirit. We need to remember these things. We need to act upon these things. These truths. These stones. Our God who's solid. Who's a rock. The cross, what Jesus went through for each one of us. Because Jesus is here this morning with the power to heal and to save. Who is your faith in this morning? You see, one thing that we used to say, we don't often say it now, is this creed. It says, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. And with the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen? Do you believe that? How often do we re-go over that on our minds? Sadly, today we don't. And this morning, I want us to understand what we believe in, who we are. I believe in that 100%. So who's your faith in? Let's remember God. Let's remember Jesus. The Holy Spirit, what he's done, is doing, and is going to do in our lives to come. Do we want to have more of God this morning? Do we want to see more of these miracles? Because this morning, as we share bread and wine, I want us to pray for the sick in this room. I want us to focus on God. I want us to focus on Jesus. I want us to focus on the Holy Spirit. I want us to be open to receive this morning. Because God wants to touch us this morning. God wants to bring healing. God wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit. God wants to empower us. Let's close our eyes. Let's just think for a few moments. Let's put your attentions to Jesus. Your attentions to God. Your attention to the Holy Spirit. He died for our sins. And the Bible tells us that we need to come before God with clean hands and a pure heart. If there's things in your life this morning that you know you need to say sorry to God for, Jesus is here this morning. He died for each one of us and he rose again. He paid the price for us all. Because he loves you. He's here this morning with the grace to forgive. He's here, standing here right now, this morning. The presence of the Lord is here. Come before him with reverence and fear. Lord, we just pray, would you start to release your healing anointing in this room. Lord, we just bind, loosen all spirits of infirmity, of sickness and pain. And we command it to go right now in the name of Jesus. Claim that releasing right now. More of your power, Lord. Somebody here this morning also struggling with the hip. God wants to bring healing to that this morning. You've got problems with your hip, just put your hands on it right now. Lord, just release that healing right now on that right hand side of that hip, Lord. Pain to go right now. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles were sitting at the table, and he said to his friends, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I tell you, I will not eat again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And he took some bread, and he gave thanks for it. And he said, take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and he said, take this, divide it among yourselves. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. For I tell you, I will not drink again on the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes, when I drink it anew with you. continue to be still, because the presence of God is here this morning. Jesus is here. Father, we thank you. We will remember you and all that you've done and doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to save us. You came to usher in your kingdom. And Lord, we want to stand together this morning and pray for healing. Would you set your captives free this morning? Lord, let your kingdom come in this room right now. Let your power come in this room. That's what God's saying. Just be open to receive from him right now. Just open your hands to receive from him. Lord, release that healing anointing this morning, Lord. We come together. We pray for Leighton, Lord, this little boy. We're going to stand now by your power, by your name and authority, and claim your healing for him, Lord. Would you rebuke that sickness? Would you rebuke that pain and all what it is, Lord? Let this little lad walk and be a witness and testimony for you, Lord, and your great love. We take authority in your name for Leighton this morning. Wherever he is, Lord, we just spiritually lay hands on him right now. And pray for healing in the name of Jesus, by his blood, by his stripes shed at Calvary. Release that healing upon him, Lord.